could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very proud to introduce you all to my guest, Paula Negrelli. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here today. And I would love to introduce our listeners to you because you have quite a diverse background. And it was very, very cool. First of all, Paula's topic today is mind and body interventions for chronic pain. She currently is in the psychobiomechanics master's program, and her thesis topic deals with mind-body interventions for chronic pain. Paula practices classic ballet and contemporary dance for more than 15 years. She has always had this deep interest in this mind-body studies and various techniques. She has studied in several institutions related to dance and movement therapy, including Alexander Technique, Advanced Nam Yoga and Meditation, Gyrotonic and Gyrokinesthesis, and is a certified massage therapist. Her international experience brought her to dance movement and art therapy courses in Brazil, her native country, Italy, and Argentina. She is a current member of the American Dance Therapy Association, and she teaches gyrotonic classes in San Diego since 2008. She has taught mind-body skills for chronic pain patients in the healthcare system. Paula lives in San Diego, California with her husband and her two-year-old son. Her effervescent energy is something she weaves into all her movement classes, bringing an extra freshness and joy. So I am very joyous to have you with us today. And yeah. I would love to find out first. I have never heard, Paula, of the term gyrotonic and gyrokinesis. What is that?
Okay. So I'm very glad to be here, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. And I'm glad to introduce this topic about gyrotonic. So gyrotonic, it's a unique blend of exercise. And it's a method and has the roots in yoga, tai chi, and dance. So it's a series of rhythmic exercise, allowing your joints to move in a free way, in a natural range of motion without the compression. So you feel the movement with a decreased sensation of pain. And you feel the lengthening in the spine and the movement without compression.
I have never heard this before. And of course, Paula, I've heard of yoga. I've heard of Tai Chi. I've heard of all kinds of dance movement therapies. I've heard of the Alexander Technique. I've heard of meditation. But sort of that, this is different, the combination together. Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a unique combination because it uses the breathing patterns from the yoga technique. The Tai Chi is the flowing, the movement that is very flowing and natural in the body. And the dance, it's the also the rhythm and the movement that it's in your body. So it's this combination that allows the person to feel the fluidity of the movement in a circular motion. So all the movements are in a circular motion, and it's spiraling movements also. So you can feel your body moving in a very free way. So that's a new method, and it's very effective for chronic pain, because it allows the person to move without so much fear to injure their body.
Wow. So exactly what kinds of mind and body interventions do you teach?
So the mind and body interventions that I teach are the somatic movement education, guided imagery, relaxation techniques, meditation, NAM yoga, and the gyrotonic.
Okay, you said something. Before you said NAM yoga, you said something else and I missed it.
Yes.
Can you repeat that?
The relaxation techniques and
yes.
The meditation.
Okay. And
the
so
somatic movement education.
Somatic movement. So what is
yes.
that?
So the somatic movement classes include slow performance exercises. It's movements that will help the person to regulate the breathing and increase the body awareness. I think body awareness, it's very important for whatever modality you will practice. Whatever exercise modality you will practice in your life, because you create an awareness of your limits and where you can go with your body. So the somatic movement classes allow the person to feel the body and through the movement patterns discover different ways to move the body. Some of the techniques that I try to help the person to practice is to lengthening the spine, create the space between the joints, and expanding, feeling this image of expanding the body when it's moving, instead of compressing and tightening the muscles. So it's a kinesthetic experience, and I think it's really helpful.
It sounds like this would be such a nice combination with some of the work that I do being a chiropractor.
Yes, is what I was thinking when I was explaining that. I just thought about the chiropractor. It's just about expanding and aligning the body, right?
Absolutely, because in chiropractic, we're always talking about lengthening and
yes.
getting taller and lengthening that spine and opening up, right?
Yes.
And posture and not being crunched over.
Yes.
So this body awareness is so vital.
Yes. And movement is life, Dr. Rosenfeld. So I think when you can move, feeling this lengthening and this expansion, it's so great. It's very helpful for people that has especially persistent pain in the body.
So specifically, you mentioned that your master's degree is specifically on this mind-body intervention for chronic pain.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Yes, chronic pain is a complex phenomena. I think sometimes the person is still feel the pain, although the injury is already healed. And there is no explanation sometimes why the person is still feeling pain. And the mind-body techniques help the person to understand the mind and body connection and see how you can promote or can increase your state of well-being by empowering your body to achieve a state of peace in your mind. And when I think the person can understand this connection through the mind and body techniques, for example, through a relaxation technique or a meditation technique, when the person can understand the connection between both, the person with chronic pain can practice those techniques and avoid a muscle spasm or a cycle of persistent pain during the day. So they can use those interventions during their daily life in order to improve their quality of life and be able to function better.
Mm-hmm. So getting into this master's program, I'm sure you're very busy writing your thesis. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, I am. I am.
Oh, my.
I'm writing and researching and reading many books, but it's at the same time, I love the topic. So that's something good about.
Well, it's amazing because so many people think of pain as acute pain. They hurt themselves.
Yeah.
They've had an injury or trauma. They get it. They have pain. They want to feel better today.
Yes.
And people forget that, yes, getting out of pain is sometimes very easy to get rid of that acute pain. But uh-huh. The chronic pain that lasts, the lingering pain that lasts after that acute pain is gone, is sometimes a little bit more difficult.
It is.
So
It is difficult and interfere in their life, quality of life, right? You don't go to places where you use it to go because the pain is there and you don't feel comfortable anymore. So, and you don't know the reason. And sometimes it's hard to understand why this pain is still there in the body.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way that you could give some very specific examples of something you teach in your classes to our listeners on chronic pain?
Yes, yes. A specific example, it's like to help first the person or the patient with chronic pain to decrease a little bit the fear of moving their body. I think this is the first thing, and I found that the meditation, relaxation, and some somatic movement, gentle movement can really help the person to start releasing the tension in the body and moving their body. I think sometimes the person with chronic pain has a high stress level, and that activates the sympathetic nervous system, and those mind and body techniques can help to actually activate the parasympathetic. And when that is achieved, the person starts to feeling more relaxed and more connected with their body and able to move more their body. I think the meditation, the relaxation and the guided imagery are very helpful for that. And the dance also. Sometimes to change the focus about the pain with music and with dance, with something good and easy, it's maybe the best way for the person to get out of the attention of the pain and go to a different place. So, and then start moving their body. So I think it's helpful, the easy way and the joyful way of the dance and the movement, the music. It's really helpful.
So, Paula, we're going to be taking a break in about a minute. Can
sure.
you, before that, give our listeners, let's say a listener right now is listening and they're saying, man, I am in chronic pain. I've had this pain for a while. Can you give one or two examples of maybe something they could do? Meditation. I know it's difficult because you can't show them on the air what to do. Is uh-huh. there any specific, like music or specific anything that you can verbally explain that could help somebody who's listening right now?
Yes. Right now, after the break? Oh, right now.
Yeah, okay. Just right now. Give us one before the break.
Okay, a good technique is to sit on a chair, that it's a comfortable chair, and then you feel your sitting bones on the chair, and you start to think about your head, the top of your head reaching the roof, and then you start with breathing. So you breathe in and you breathe out in a very easy way, and then with the breathing, you start moving your shoulders up. And then when you exhale, you move your shoulders down. So this is an introduction of a movement that can release the tension in your shoulders area. And then you can start, while sitting, moving your body forward and back and start warming up your body. So that's one way.
That's great. Okay. Well, we're going to be taking a short break and we will be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Glad you were able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Hi, this is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm happy here today to have with us Paula Negrelli. We have been talking to Paula about chronic pain and the mind-body connection, and we have been talking about body awareness, somatic movements, lengthening the spine, imaging, expanding your imaging, kinesthetics, and we were just talking about an example of what we can do as listening to Paula that she gave us, sitting in a chair and doing some breathing, moving your shoulders. Paula, can you give us another example of something we as listeners can do to help for chronic pain?
Yes, I think another effective way is to the imagery. So you just feel yourself in a place where you want to be, where this place it's full with energy, good energy that you can soak up this energy in your body. And you just imagine this place. It can be a beautiful beach or a mountain on the top of the mountain with a lot of nature around you. And then you just focus in this place where you want to be. And then you just focus how your body react to this image of this place you want to be. So you try to focus how is the tension in your body when you are focusing about something good, about something positive, about something, a place where you want to be. And then you just imagine yourself moving your body in a healthy way and without so much limitations because of the pain. I think if you create this image in yourself, it's a really important way for you to achieve this state. You just imagine this. I love to do that when I am riding for a long time and starting to have pain on my back and everything, mm-hmm. because so I just started to imagining myself in a beautiful place, and then I can breathe better, and then my body starts to release some tension around my shoulders area. So this is very effective and can be practiced anytime. Just I would not tell you to practice while you're driving, because
of course not. Yes.
So safe.
Okay.
I think when you're in your office working, or in your, you are like stressed about something, you don't know what to do, and I think it's a good way for you to release the tension, the stress.
I love that. Thank you so much for that.
You're
and
welcome.
I would like to go in a little different direction. Why do mind and body interventions work so well in a multidisciplinary context?
Yes, I think it's really important, the combination of different disciplines, the multidisciplinary approach. It's the conjunction, it's the combination of different disciplines. So it's really important for the chronic pain patient or individual to have the support of different disciplines. So the mind-body interventions will be something more holistic, and the psychology, the physical therapy, a chiropractor, a traditional physician, they can all help with the same synergy in order to allow this patient to be able to manage the pain and have a more productive life. So I think it works well because it's the combination and the integrate with different disciplines. I think each discipline has something really great for chronic pain patients, and the combination of all those disciplines can have a good outcome.
Sure. That really does make a difference when you have a team of people and everyone's working for one cause. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, you know, my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment.
Uh-huh.
I would love for you to share two things that, in your professional opinion, you think would help our listeners change their attitude.
I think it's one is to create in yourself a self-healing practice. So it can help to change your attitude. And the self-healing practice can be something that you really good to, you really like to do it, or it really works for you. It can be a mind-body technique. It can be a dance. It can be a music. It can be something you like to do in yourself, and you have passion for that. The other thing is to, I think, in my opinion, when you understand the mind-body connection, things change, and you can actually improve your health and yourself. So I think this is the second example.
Very cool. Thank you so much for that. Now, Paula, if our listeners would like to reach you after the show, how would they find you?
Okay, I give you my email. It's paulanegrelli@hotmail.com. And also, I'm working in a studio in La Jolla called Fluid Motion. But the first way to contact would be to send me an email.
Okay, so that's Paula, Paula Negrelli, Negrelli at hotmail.com, correct?
Perfect, exactly.
And if by some chance some of our listeners are in the La Jolla area and they want to take classes with you, they can send you an email as well. Or if they just want more information.
If they want more information, they can... I think first the email is the first way to contact. Sometimes the phone in the studio, we have other professionals there. So I would prefer to give directly my email.
Got it. Now, let's say our listeners would like to find a practitioner that does your kind of work where they live. I'm listening to you and I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. How would we go about doing that?
I think... if you want to practice gyrotonic, you can go to the website and check professionals in your area. If NAM Yoga also in Los Angeles area is the headquarters, so there is also a lot of practitioners around Los Angeles area. And also you can always send me an email and I can search somebody close to you.
Okay. That would be great. That's great. Yeah. And Gyrotonic is spelled GYROTONIC for
yes,
our listeners.
Exactly, Dr. Iris. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So now how do you integrate your background in dance into this mind and body intervention?
So the dance, for me, dance is life and it's my passion. I think everybody is able to dance. So there is a lot of research and evidence showing that dance has a therapeutic component. And I am studying the dance movement therapy since 2004. And I've been seeing a lot of good outcomes when people practice dance in a therapeutic way. So a way to integrate the dance is to have the person practice some movement and with the music, and then create new possibilities and in a creative way.
Wow. So now do you guide your clients that way? How do you, what type of dance do you really teach them?
Oh, the dance, normally, that I teach, it's a creative dance. I think everybody has your own dance to show. So I just guide the person, I show first a movement with the music in my own body, and then the person follows what I'm doing. And then after then, I gave the possibility and the opportunity for the person to express their self with the movement. And it doesn't have to be something very elaborate. It can be, you can erase your hands in a very expressive way with a beautiful music, and then that can be dance for somebody. It's just your own way to express yourself and your movement.
And that's amazing, because let's say you take someone who their body is more confined, their body
yes.
doesn't move for like their because of maybe their disability
or yes.
right, and they can't move the way they would like their body to move. And so here you're saying, as long as they're moving to the music, whether in a wheelchair or they could only sit, or they've just had some major recent surgery and they can't move the way they'd like to.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's just they feel this energy coming inside their body, and it's a life energy in my point of view. And this helps even if you like you raise one finger up mm-hmm. and it can be a beautiful and a great and a intense movement for somebody that doesn't have so much possibilities with their body.
That's wonderful. Now, do you yeah. ever go into like nursing homes, hospitals, and do any of this work? I'm just curious.
Yes, I've been teaching dance movement therapy in seniors facility, in nursing homes. And I've been teaching one in downtown San Diego, and they love it. The seniors, they really love it. It's really very great to see them when they first get into the class, and when they leave, their face are so beautiful, and they are smiling, and they without so much hard work, it's just with something light, and I can feel them with a light spirit. It's very good to see it.
I love hearing this, because I think people that are stuck in their own bodies, like you're saying, really uh-huh. need somebody or something to help them come out of that. Yes?
Yes. Exactly.
That's very, very cool. Now, our show is about to end, Paula, and I would love for you to give us some closing words of wisdom that maybe you haven't shared with us so far.
Yes, I think it's the love that you express in your heart it's really important to also to always be connected with your heart, with the love you give for everybody. And I think being grateful for everything that comes to your life, even the bad experiences or the good experiences, can be positive in a way for yourself.
Well, thank you. It's so true. We learn so much, even from the negative experiences. Yes.
Yes. It's hard. It's really hard.
But it's hard.
There is something there that we can always learn.
Absolutely. Well, it's been such a treat to have you on our show today. You can reach Paula Negrelli by going to her email, paulanegrelli@hotmail.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, April 22nd, with Frances Greenspan on animal communicate. She's an animal communicator, an intuitive, an author, and a teacher. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com and my website, www.driris.com. And I always like to leave with a quote. Today, the quote is from Howard Thurman. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask if what makes you come alive, and then go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Have an alive and beautiful day.
There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.